About this time last year, county commissioners decided to go against County Manager Harry Jones's recommendation and not cut schools, libraries, and parks as deeply. It wasn't a matter of finding savings elsewhere in the budget, but of boosting how much money the county expected to collect in sales tax. Budget Director Hung Yee says commissioners were on target with their estimate. He expects the county will end the year with slightly higher revenue than projected. Yee says the county doesn't plan on making further cuts to next year's budget, which starts in July, but there will still be difficult decisions.
The situation is better, and we're going to have some more money, but we're not going to have enough, you know, additional revenue to pay for everything that everybody wants to pay for.
The CMS school board wants an extra $55 million next year, and the library system is asking for another $2.5 million. CPCC and county departments are also looking for more money. On top of that, the county won't be getting $10 million of lottery money because the state is diverting it elsewhere. The county is expecting to get a small amount extra from boosting park fees. This week, county commissioners decided to raise athletic field rental rates $4.50 to $17 an hour and lighting costs $15 to $25. The county manager will present his recommendations May 17th. A public hearing on the budget will be held May 19th. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.